Good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Bill Devine this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Tony.
Bill is sitting in for Randy Melzer, who has the day off. And our guest this morning is going to be Pat. It is Pat Furman. Pat is an attorney with Epiphany Law. Epiphany Law is one of the sponsors of Biz Talk. And we're very happy to have Pat with us this morning. We're going to be talking some legal stuff this morning, so stay tuned. And we invite you to give us a call. We'll give out those numbers. You can call us with a question about your business. But first, we'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter, as we usually do on these Saturday mornings. SCORE is a national organization. The Fox City SCORE chapter is one of about 389 chapters around the country. There are probably 11,000 mentors around the country. SCORE offers free advice to business owners or those who would like to start a business. In the Fox Cities chapter, we have about 35 mentors, different expertise. We have marketing, IT, banking, accounting, HR, strategic planning, business plan preparation. We have many, many resources that will help you as a business owner either start or grow your business. And we service 8 counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh and into Fond du Lac. If you're looking for some help with your business, please consider contacting SCORE. It's all free. There's no obligation. And you can learn more about SCORE at foxcities.score.org. That's our website, foxcities.score.org. Or you can call the Chamber of Commerce office in Appleton at 734-7101. In addition, we do seminars. The SCORE chapter does several seminars during the year. And we have started recently a series called The Simple Steps. It's a 5-part series. We've completed numbers 1 and 2. And number 3 is coming up this Wednesday, June 12. That's going to be focusing on marketing and social media. We have some SCORE mentors who are very good in this area, and they're going to be doing some presentations on that. And then a week later, on June 19, we'll be talking about accounting, balance sheets, income statements, statements of cash flow. We'll be explaining a lot of the mystery of what happens to those numbers and how do they relate to each other. And then on June 26, session number 5, we'll be talking about where do we find the money? How do we deal with the lender? So if you're interested in joining us for any of these 3 sessions on June 12, 19, or 26, please contact us at foxcities.score.org website or call us at 734-7101. We'd be happy to have you join us. The cost is $25 a person, and the sessions are held at the Chamber of Commerce office in downtown Appleton. They start at 6:30, or is it 6:30, Bill, do you know? Or
I think
6,
it's 6.
6 o'clock in the evening on those Wednesday evenings. In addition, we'd like to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the Biz Talk program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, and this morning our guest is Pat Furman, who's a representative. He's an attorney with Epiphany Law. Also, eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, is a website development company and marketing firm, and they helped us build the website for biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to go out and listen to shows that have been aired previously, we do archive those programs out on our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to previous guests' conversations. And a special thank you to Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called The Business News. Every 2 weeks, for $20 a year, you get a very good newspaper with very valid and helpful information about how your business can succeed and do some networking throughout East Central Wisconsin. So if you're not subscribed to the Business News, give them a call. For $20 a year, it's going to help you and your business. Well, with that, we're going to take our first quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll meet Pat. And you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're glad you joined us. Again, my name is Tony Bush with Bill Devine in the studio, and our guest this morning is Pat Furman. I do have a business announcement, though, from the Epiphany Law Firm. They're putting a seminar on, they're holding a seminar on June 26th at Royal St. Patrick's Golf Links in Wrightstown. The theme of the seminar is family cottage protection. If you own a lake cottage, hunting land, or a northern retreat that you really treasure, you recognize the need to protect your cottage and those memories associated with it. But have you taken the simple steps to ensure that the property is preserved? At 6 p.m. on June 22nd at the Royal St. Patrick's Golf Links in Ricetown, you're invited to a complimentary seminar on strategies to protect your cottage and ensure family harmony. They will highlight techniques used to provide creditor and divorce protection, transition of ownership, and a structure for management and payment of expenses. Space is limited, so reserve your spot today. Call Amanda at Epiphany Law. That number is 996-0000. It's a very easy number to remember. Or you can email Amanda at afrederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K, at epiphanylaw.com. Well, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Glad to have you in the show this morning. Really glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been at Epiphany Law. What sort of law do you practice?
I am an estate planning attorney and also a business planning attorney. I've been an attorney for 15 years in Wisconsin, two in Maryland. And I've been with Epiphany for a short amount of time. Had my own firm in Appleton and decided to merge in with Epiphany Law due to their expertise and their practice in those areas of business and estate planning.
Well, I know that Epiphany Law, I've known Kevin for a number of years, and Epiphany Law, they refer to themselves as a business law boutique. They really don't get into personal injury cases or divorce situations. They just really focus on business law. That's what they do well.
Correct. We pride ourselves on creating a comprehensive business plan, an estate plan, protect people's businesses and protect their legacies so that they can keep what they've worked for over their lifetime.
Absolutely. Pat, tell us a little bit more about the seminar that I just announced, the Family Cottage Protection Seminar being held on June 26th at 6 p.m. at the Royal St. Patrick's Golf Links in Wrightstown. What's the agenda going to be? What's an overview of the...
Sure. One of the things we've noticed as estate planners is that the cottage tends to have a sentimental value that overrides money because of the memories that have been created. And when a person passes away, they're not giving their house to their children. They don't want to preserve their house for their kids because they'll have a house. That usually gets sold. You know, businesses can get passed on. But the one thing that gets passed on because of the memories are the cottages. And as we know in Wisconsin, we have a lot of them. A lot of people have small to very large ones. And we wanted to create a system where people could control their asset, either, you know, eliminating family disputes that we all know can happen when people are owning land, to creditor protection, to creating a succession plan for that cottage. And basically in our seminar, what we do is, we identify some of the problems that people may or may not have thought of at one point or another regarding their cottage. And then we give them a number of techniques that we can help them out with for moving that cottage to the next generation or to create a protection for that cottage.
Okay. Well, I know that I have friends whose cottages have been in their family for a number of generations, and there's a reason that happens. There's some planning taking place, I'm sure. So
hopefully.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about... Epiphany Law and what its focus is. It's been in the Valley now. Is it 10 years old?
I believe it is around 10.
10 years old?
Yes.
And they've pretty much evolved. Kevin's done a nice job of bringing some good staff attorneys in.
Great staff, yes.
Yeah. And they've done a lot of business law, business work. Kevin's done work for my company, and I've been very pleased with that. But they've grown, and how are things going? What's the outlook? Where's Epiphany going?
I think the outlook is
great.
Size
the limit?
Yeah, absolutely. We have five attorneys. We have Kevin, as you mentioned, Catherine Blum. We have Val Revenue, Chris Snyder. We all have our kind of different areas that we practice in. Val does more of a litigation area. Chris does more of employment, immigration, things of that nature. Katie and Kevin sort of do the business part of it and some of the estate planning. Mm-hmm. I'm the estate planner. And so we have our niches so we can really serve a business owner in all their areas. And then our staff is great. Carrie, Lori, and Stephanie are just absolutely awesome to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good team, and Epiphany does have a good reputation in the Valley. We're going to take our break right now, Pat. We'll come back on the other side for the longer segment. And I'll be giving out the phone numbers. If you have a question for Pat, we'll give that number out, and we invite you to give us a call and talk to Pat. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of Fox Cities, and Bob is no longer at his desk, and here he comes. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Working for a living, black. Working for a living, black. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. And we're always working for a living, but we enjoy what we do, and that makes it fun. Good morning again. Welcome to BizTalk. Tony Bush here with Bill Devine, and our guest this morning is Pat Furman. Pat is an attorney with Epiphany Law, and we've been talking a little bit to Pat, getting to know who he is. Pat, tell us a little bit about when people are starting a business, if they want to go start a business, they've been thinking about it for a while, what are some of the legal considerations they really shouldn't avoid? They really need to address some things.
Well, there are a couple of things as far as the way you set up your business. Create some protection for yourself. You know, you can be a sole proprietor. It's cheap. It's easy, obviously, because you don't have to do anything. But it gives you no protection whatsoever. Either using a C-Corp or an LLC, something like that, that can give you some asset protection, gives you a structure to mm-hmm. run your business out of, probably always the best way to go.
Mm-hmm. In the Simple Steps program, in our first session and again in the second session, we discussed with the people attending the differences between an LLC, an S-Corp, a C-Corp, a partnership, and so on. What's a basic difference between a sole proprietor and an LLC or a partnership or an S-Corp?
An LLC is an entity, it's a limited liability corporation. It's run like a partnership. It's taxed like a partnership, so you have individual taxation.
Okay.
But it does give you protection that a C-Corp would give you. They're relatively easy to structure and to run. A C Corp, the old standard bearer that has been around for 150 years or whatever, and that is more of the, you know, it's taxed at a corporate level, so you get double taxation once at the corporate level, once at the individual level, and then, but it also gives you the protection of the corporation. S Corp was created under the IRS code in order to have individual taxation with corporate protection. But again, those two are a little bit more sophisticated to set up, a little bit more sophisticated to run.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tony and Pat, when Tony was introducing this, he said, we're going to be talking about legal stuff today. And that hit home because a lot of times when we see clients, they're intimidated by all the legal stuff. And maybe rightfully so, that you have all this to do when you're setting up. And I've got several clients going right now that express to me that they're overwhelmed by all of the things that it takes to get a new business up and running. But that's why forming a team of people, including an attorney, including an accountant, and some other folks, and hopefully a SCORE mentor, is such a wise idea, because it can be overwhelming, and making these decisions are protection for you in the long term. And it's sort of like insurance, and very few people would go out there, I think, and start a company without the original some insurance, some liability insurance. But having this team is sort of insurance that you will be successful. Not that it's a guarantee, but you're a lot better off by mm-hmm. bringing mm-hmm. Folks in to help you.
Right. If you have a question for Pat this morning, I'd like to give out the phone numbers now. If you're in the Appleton area, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150.
Yeah, Tony, sort of what Bill had said, that when people start up a business, and I had done that in 05, I had started my own law firm, and you did try to do it a little bit on the cheap, try to get it started. You have this great idea. You're raring to go. It's always good to, have a place like SCORE to go to, where you have like a mentor like Bill. You can, have an accounting firm like Albertson Healing. You can have, law firm like Epiphany, and it's going to that lets you skate through a lot of the problems you're going to find starting up a business, because if there's one rule, something can go wrong at any time, I think.
Oh, yes. And by putting a team together, as Bill mentioned, we're the business owner starting to learn from all the experiences of the team members. And I always like to say that we make decisions every day. We just want to keep our tuition as low as possible. And it can be pretty expensive tuition if we don't make a smart decision.
Yeah, it's usually more expensive to fix it than it is to set it up.
Exactly. There are those folks out there who own properties, rental properties, or they own a business as a sole proprietor. And I've counseled them, and I've said, have you considered forming an LLC? It's $130 to form it at Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. Paying an attorney for an operating agreement might be less than $1,000. But then you've got a good business entity that basically protects your personal property assets in case something goes wrong in the company. Any claims are contained within that fence you built around your LLC. Now, some people will say to me, well, I have insurance for that. I don't need to form an LLC, and they're doing the cheap thing. They're not spending $130, and they'll rely on the insurance policy. And I always advise them, well, your insurance is probably very good, but just make sure that the exclusions are not taking that protection away from you. There might be something in the exclusion that you thought you're covered, but now you're not covered. But by doing the LLC, you really do have the coverage.
Yeah, you have an extra layer of protection. Insurance is always important.
Absolutely.
Always have it. But that LLC, or whether it's an LLC or S-Corp or a C-Corp, it'll give you an extra layer of protection. If somebody's trying to, something has gone wrong, and somebody's trying to come after you for your assets, they're going to be restricted to going after those LLC or those corporate assets, and not your house, not your car, not your savings accounts, things of that nature. So it's a good second and third layer of protection to have over your insurance.
What about a limited liability partnership? Does that offer protection?
It has. It's much like an LLC. They've kind of somewhat have fallen out of favor somewhat, because you can do mostly everything with an LLC. Where I see the partnership part of it is more with doctors and things of that nature, where there's like a looser configuration working together.
One of the other things that frequently are brought up as I'm talking to clients is that they say, well, I don't need this LLC or corporation because I've got this insurance, and so I just don't want to bother with it. And then I say, here's a situation. Typically, you'll have $1 million, maybe even an umbrella. But in today's world, you see situations all the time where there's huge, huge settlements against people. And they say, well, that can't happen to me in my situation. And almost invariably, I can come up with a scenario where no matter what the business is, that there's risk out there, and there's exposure, and people need to do it for a relatively small investment of time and money, that you can take care of this and get it done properly. It's just a very, very good thing to be doing in today's business world.
Yeah, always think of that worst case scenario.
Yep.
Hit a busload of attorneys, something like that.
Well, protection is important. There's just no question about that. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Amanda. Do you have a question for Pat?
Yes, I actually have a small business out of my home that's a sole proprietorship, And I'm and it's mostly like I get, you know, one or two jobs a month, and I'm just wondering if there would be benefits to having an LLC versus just keeping it as the sole proprietorship.
With an LLC, you're going to have that, again, that extra layer of protection. I don't know what the type of business is, but you can have, some liability that will allow you, you know, for relatively small amount of funds to give you that extra protection, protect those assets that are important to you, like your house. So you have something to pass on to those children that are in the background there.
One of the things that I always tell clients is that you may not have very much right now, but if the business grows, something that you don't want to lose today or you don't want to lose in the future, I mean, in the house and the cars and things like that are very high on that list. But, you know, it's sort of like insurance. You hope you never have to use it, but you probably, in most situations, would always have insurance on that house or on that car. And so the corporate situation or the LLC situation makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, thanks for the call, Amanda. Good call.
Thank you.
Pat, tell us, where can we reach you? Where can folks call you up if they have a question they don't want to call on the radio? They can call you next week.
Sure. You can reach us at 920-996-0000. That's Epiphany Law. You can also go on our website, epiphanylaw.com. You can reach me by email at pfurman, that's P-F-U-R-M-A-N, at epiphanylaw.com. Any of the ways, or just stop one of us in the streets, I guess.
or catch you at the seminar on June 26th.
That would be great.
Cottage
yeah.
Protection Seminar.
That would be great.
I wanted to mention something here. My family has a family cottage, and my father, whatever he did before he passed away, there has been absolutely no problems, no issues. So we, the next generation, has really appreciated that because there are 40-plus years of memories in that place, and we would hate to have, you know, all kinds of issues with it clouding those wonderful memories. So it's an excellent opportunity. So he did whatever you're suggesting you're going to be suggesting to do, but it was very, very easy as far as the ownership, the continued ownership of the cottage after my parents passed away.
Yeah, the nice thing about the LLC structure is that you could create a series of rules in there. Who gets the property at on Memorial Day as opposed to the 4th of July? What happens when somebody gets divorced? What happens if somebody goes bankrupt? Who pays for what? Who pays for what expenses? If it needs a new roof, who's kicking in for that?
Mm-hmm.
And you can really cover a lot of ground with one document.
One of the things I'd like to go back and touch on is the entrepreneur's personal liability as a sole proprietor, but if they form an LLC or an S-Corp or a C-Corp, that personal liability goes away. Except in the case of fraud or willful misdeeds, if someone's scheming and things, then that shield can be penetrated.
Correct.
That can be penetrated.
Piercing the corporate veil, yes.
Yeah. And another thing is when the business owner goes to borrow money at the bank, the banker will often ask for a personal guarantee.
Correct.
Which means now the personal assets and personal income are subject to claim if there's a default by the borrowing entity, which is an LLC.
Correct.
But that's given by the individual. That's not something that they go through the shield for. That's permission given by the business owner.
Right. And the reason they ask for that guarantee is so they can, in a sense, go around that LLC protection.
In case the company fails and there's not enough cash flow or the assets are not sufficient, mm-hmm. a mortgage on the house or some personal assets of some kind would be sufficient. Or even the fact that the business owner would be willing to sign a personal note for the remaining $35,000 for 7 years and pay that off. The bank would be happy with that, but the bank gets the money back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an important thing.
They generally like to get paid at the end.
They do. They're interested in getting paid.
Yes. Giving away money is not their business.
But one of the other assets that business owners have at risk, I think, and I need to ask this question, I want to make a statement, is their future earning power. Is that something that is also at risk if we're a sole proprietor and we get claimed? Someone sues me as a sole proprietor, they could take equity in my home or cars, stocks. How about my future earning power? I'm only 26 years old, and I've got a whole lifetime ahead of me.
Well,
that could be tagged as well.
Yes, I mean you're looking at a not completely unlimited. There are protections that what you can collect.
Sure.
But in essence, if you have no protections outside of yourself, you are able to be collected on with almost anything you own, and that includes income that you would be receiving. They could do a garnishment of that income, whereas with an LLC, you just basically can get a charging order against mm-hmm. that LLC,
right.
And you're stuck with getting whatever's distributed out of that LLC.
Mm-hmm. And then one last question on this issue of claims coming. If someone owns a rental property, it's wintertime, and someone walks up the front steps, falls down, and damages the back pretty severely, goes to the hospital, very good friend, they're not going to sue you. But the insurance company who paid for the repairs, there's a term called subrogation.
Correct.
And that insurance company may have recourse against the owner of that property.
Right, because they basically want to get paid back for what they've put out for. So
Yes. They
look for somebody to pay them back. And that's
so the question would be, would an insurance policy suffice to pay that claim, or would that medical insurance company still have rights against the individual to pay them back? That's the question, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not an insurance expert per
right.
se, but I would suppose that there would be a possibility for an insurance company looking for repayment. To say I'm going to go back at them.
And you, in the scenario that you talked about, if they weren't your friend, and if it was a young person, they were damaged, and the case, say, well, I've been permanently disabled for the next 50 years, and
sure.
what would I earn? And you're talking, sometimes in the multi-millions of dollars, and this is where
right.
that LLC, their corporation situation will, you'll stay in your house. So, and for a relatively small amount, it's good business sense to do these kind of things. And often people don't understand doing business, good to business sense. It's, what's cheapest, what's the most expedient that I can do today, and I'm not thinking long term. And that's something that, hopefully a SCORE mentor can, give you, because they've had oftentimes decades of experience in this, and not that I've ever personally gone through it, but I sure have seen those kind of
right.
situations in other people.
That's a good point, Bill, and it is a reminder that people should strongly consider an LLC.
Yeah, or some sort of entity that gives them some extra protection.
That's right.
But the LLC generally seems to be the one people go for. It's, like I said before, it's relatively easy to run, easy to set up, can do it quickly, it's something to definitely look into, along with those other areas I talked about.
Now, with all of the advantages we just summarized in the last 20 mm-hmm. minutes about LLCs, you go to the IRS and it's called a disregarded entity.
Yes.
They don't even acknowledge it, so you have to be taxed as a sub-S corp or a sole proprietor or a C corp.
Yeah, you're they
it's crazy.
They
that's why you need Kurt Haling to help you out.
Yeah, they make it easy for you. They call it a disregarded entity, and that means that you're basically taxed as an individual, which is great because you don't get double taxation.
Exactly.
But they could
yeah.
probably make it easier and have a little LLC box for you. If you
That's
like.
Right. That would be a lot simpler.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take our last break right now. We'll be coming back on the other side, and we'll continue our conversation with Pat Furman of the Epiphany Law Firm. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to our final segment this morning on Biz Talk. We're talking with Pat Furman, an attorney, estate planning attorney with Epiphany Law. Pat, tell us a little bit about estate planning. What's some good advice on estate? What is it, and what should we do about it?
Well, estate planning is planning for disability or death. A lot of people are familiar with wills, but there are also trusts, powers of attorney. And for almost any person, business owners included, very important for them, but is creating a plan that allows you to be able to control or to designate who you want to control certain things, whether it's money, your healthcare decisions, who your children are going to be raised by. So it basically applies to anybody and everybody who is walking around at this moment. They could basically be young with children, and they would want to have a guardianship plan in place for their kids, or it could be a business owner that would need a nice comprehensive plan in order for them to protect against a disability or a health problem or death.
When should someone begin estate planning?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say right now. I would say the first inkling that you start is that moment where you have your first child, and it's always a good time to set up some plan for the child, if for no other reason as to who's going to raise those kids in the future.
Right.
One of the
right.
most important and hardest decisions you'll make.
Yeah. There are grandparents out there. There are siblings out there, and you don't want the children to be divided if there are two or more children. You'd like them all to go to one family unit.
Correct. If you die and it's not designated, it's up to the court to decide. And it would probably be better if your guidance was taken into consideration as to who you'd want to raise your kids.
One of the things that I've seen over the years in mentoring with folks is that it's always so much easier to do this up front. It's right. Once you get into issues, and these issues can be positive issues like how do we split all this money, or negative issues like we're going to go out of business and now try to do it. People have a tendency to be very into their own decision and their own side versus when you're first starting, if there's multiple people, and so many of these small businesses have, you know, a couple of partners, you know, to decide early on, you got things in the groundwork laid. And, you know, years or decades later, if they need to be enacted, they can be. But then it's not reactive, and you're not trying to decide something when there's a major issue facing you.
It's very true. Business owners who are their day-to-day activities are running their business, paying their employees, you know, making sure their orders are met. And they're not thinking about, you know, what happens if I become disabled? What happens when I die? How's my business going to be passed on? And it's always good to start early with that at a time that you're not really thinking about it, and you can plan over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. How important is life insurance in estate planning, Pat?
It's very important in the sense that it creates liquidity in an estate very quickly, because it doesn't have to go through any sort of process other than just making a claim. If you have, let's say, a business and you need money to purchase the shares or purchase the business out of the estate or something of that nature, mm-hmm. It's a very quick and easy way of making it. It's relatively cheap also, as we know.
Yeah, the alternative to that would be using one's personal cash to buy out the shares of the deceased.
Correct.
Or going to the bank and borrowing money, putting pressure on the cash flow of the company to buy out those shares.
Right, and that may or may not be
feasible.
Feasible for that person to do. And insurance is just very easy to have right at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pat, as is our tradition here at BizTalk, we ask our guests for their pearls of wisdom, a little biz tip that you might want to share with the listening audience. Do you have one or two?
Sure. I would probably say the major one, kind of going back to what I said, is to plan. Always having that a team around you that is going to allow you to make good decisions, and to plan early, because you wait for things to go wrong. They'll generally go wrong, and then you're struggling. So whether it's a estate plan or a business plan, make your planning at an early date, and that way you're just maintaining it over the years.
Mm-hmm. Now, Pat, if people would like to call you and ask some follow-up questions, because we ran out of time today, where can they reach you?
I can be reached at area code 920-996-0000, epiphanylaw.com, or P-F-U-R-M-A-N at epiphanylaw.com. Be happy to talk to you.
And your offices are located on the north side of town?
Off of Ballard.
Off of Ballard?
Yeah, off of Ballard, exit on 41 on Lightning Drive.
Lightning Drive?
Yes.
Okay, that's just south of Appleton North.
Correct.
Yep. Good. Well, Pat, it's been a pleasure having you on the show this morning. Thank you very much for being a guest. And it was a good conversation. Bill, thanks for joining.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.